Thank you for joining us. I am Shireen McSpadden, and I'm the Executive Director of San Francisco's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing. Tonight, Mayor Daniel Lurie, the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, the San Francisco Interfaith Council, and Episcopal Community Services celebrate the opening of this year's San Francisco Interfaith Winter Shelter Program. I want to offer my heartfelt thanks to our partners of 37 years for their meaningful commitment to people struggling with homelessness in the winter months. This initiative, through the support of a range of different faith communities, offers self-referral, warm and safe shelter, and other services like hot meals and mobile showers to people experiencing homelessness during the hardships of the winter months. Interfaith Winter Shelter is operated by the Episcopal Community Services in partnership with San Francisco's Interfaith Council and HSH. The program rotates between the Canon Kipp Senior Center, St. Mary's Cathedral, St. Mark's Lutheran Church, First Unitarian Universalist Church, and the Quaker Meeting House. And as Michael said to me earlier today, it's a delicate ecosystem and takes a lot of work on behalf of the Interfaith Council. The Interfaith Winter Shelter Program demonstrates that collectively we can create spaces where people can come in from the cold to receive compassion and care by both the city and San Francisco's faith community. Thank you to so many people in this room for the continued support of this critically important program. And now it is my pleasure to introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie, who has focused his efforts on homelessness systemic overhauls and new program launches under his Breaking the Cycle plan. His accomplishments have included consolidating street outreach teams, securing new state funding for housing, launching a family homelessness prevention pilot program, a new vehicular homelessness strategy, and that's just actually a few of the things that he's accomplished in the short months that he's been mayor. So please join me now in welcoming Mayor Daniel Lurie. Thank you.
Good evening. Today, along with the community and faith leaders, we mark the start of San Francisco's Interfaith Winter Shelter Program. Our city will not stand idle when our neighbors need a warm meal and a place to stay. This effort expands our shelter capacity for 4 months across sites supported by our interfaith leaders. It adds beds, hot meals, and mobile showers for people seeking a way off of the street during the toughest months of the season. The Interfaith Winter Shelter Program has served San Francisco for 37 years. Its endurance reflects the commitment this city has shown toward public health and the safety of our neighbors. This program is possible because so many stepped up with care and with leadership. The Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, the San Francisco Interfaith Council, and Episcopal Community Services have carried forward this tradition with a deep sense of service. Faith communities across the city have opened their doors and welcomed guests with compassion and with dignity. Michael and Beth have also helped shape this effort with steady guidance. You all have my commitment that I will stay focused on solving the crisis on our streets year round. Under my Breaking the Cycle plan, we have been focusing on addressing the behavioral health crisis that affects families and residents across the city. Our integrated neighborhood street teams are improving coordination and support. Our officers and first responders continue to protect our communities and provide immediate help when people are in crisis. We are also bringing more treatment beds online so residents can build a steady path forward. To all of the leaders here today, thank you for strengthening this city and supporting San Franciscans who need stability. We will keep pushing to reduce homelessness and to ensure the safety of our residents here in San Francisco. I would like to now introduce you, Chris, Chief Program Officer of Episcopal Community Services.
Good evening. My name is Chris Calandrillo. I'm the Chief Program Officer at Episcopal Community Services. Thank you for taking the time to come out to uplift this cornerstone program for people struggling with homelessness. ECS is a leading provider for people experiencing homelessness throughout the Bay Area and is a longstanding pillar in San Francisco. ECS opened its first shelter in the basement of the Grace Cathedral in 1989 in response to a growing homelessness crisis in our community. This program has continued to carry on over the last 37 years through the Interfaith Winter Shelter. While our scope of housing and services has grown tremendously over the years, the Interfaith Winter Shelter has been a core to our mission, history, and vision for serving those most vulnerable in the community. Alongside the San Francisco Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, the San Francisco Interfaith Council, and the Mayor's Office, this program has truly saved the lives of countless people who would otherwise be harshly subjected to the cold winter season outdoors. While many people have spoken to just how critical the shelter is for our unhoused neighbors, I want to actually demonstrate its impact. Just last year, over 600 people came to the Interfaith Winter Shelter and were provided a warm and safe environment to seek shelter from the cold. Not only that, but students from our culinary workforce program, chefs, many of whom also have prior experiences with homelessness, helped prepare 6,000 hot meals for interfaith guests, fostering community and synergy across ECS's programs and services to the betterment of our clients. These are not just numbers, these are real people's lives. Moreover, the shelter also serves as an access point where people can get connected to the resources and services needed to help them permanently exit homelessness, as well as a hub for social connection to combat isolation, especially during the holidays. This isn't just a shelter, it's a testament to partnership for people in need. It represents coming together to uphold our shared values of compassion and community, and we are proud to have played a meaningful role in all these years. Thank you once again to our partners involved, HSH, the Interfaith Council, the Mayor's Office, among others, and happy holidays to all. It is now my pleasure to introduce our esteemed partner, Michael Pappas, the Executive Director of the San Francisco Interfaith Council.
Mr. Mayor, welcome. The origin story of the San Francisco Interfaith Council is tightly linked to this shelter. One of your predecessors, Art Agnos, 37 years ago, who was very effective at wielding guilt, called faith leaders into his office, and he said, I have people sleeping on the steps of City Hall, and they're calling the Civic Center Plaza Camp Agnos. And he said, you're religious people. This is what he said to them. He said, you have a moral responsibility to be part of the solution. Open your doors, at least during the winter months. Serve a good home-cooked meal and offer some dignity, respect, and love. And that's what we have been doing for 37 years. This started as a one-year emergency shelter, and it has become such an integral part of the equation for our city's response to homelessness that our communities of faith are standing in line to sign up in order to serve. We have 50 communities that are serving. We have five, as you heard earlier, that are opening their doors. We are praying for the day that we don't need shelters. But until that time, the San Francisco Interfaith Council and its 800 communities of faith and religious institutions are going to continue to support this shelter, to host this shelter, and to collaborate with our wonderful partners so that we can show the country and the world what a great place San Francisco is. Okay. And now I get a chance to introduce a very dear friend of mine, Pastor Stacy Current, the pastor of Temple United Methodist Church and the secretary of the San Francisco Interfaith Council, and a dear colleague and friend. Temple United Methodist is serving tonight, and to get a perspective from the volunteer organizations, without further ado, Pastor Stacy.
Thank you. Good evening. Good to be here with you, Mr. Mayor, and all of you. Again, my name is Stacy Curran. I'm the pastor of Temple United Methodist Church. And it is a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be able to be of service. As United Methodists, we follow the teaching of Old Testament and New Testament. And Old Testament wisdom tells us that we are to seek the welfare of the city. And there we find our welfare. And New Testament wisdom tells us that Jesus said, when did we see you, Lord? And the disciples are to say, when you were hungry, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. And then they tell the story about this little boy who had his lunch, and the disciples were there, and Jesus said, look, all these people. And the disciples said, send them away. There's too many of them to feed. And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, you give them something to eat. And so that's why we're here, because we follow the one that told us, if they're hungry people, you give them something to eat. And we believe that prayers are more than just words, but they're actions, that we can be the hands and feet of goodness and of God in this world. And so that's why we're here. On Sunday at our church service, the little kids from the Sunday school packed these blessing bags that our friends tonight will receive. They're full of toothpaste and shower stuff and socks and everything that you might need when you're living outside. And they packed them up during Sunday school and bought them down the aisle, and our whole church blessed them. And we pray that they will be received by someone who needs them, and that our prayers won't just be about what we say in our church on Sunday, but that our prayers will be actual physical gifts to people that they will receive here tonight. So Michael pulled me out. I felt like I was in Thanksgiving last week, and they're fussing about mashed potatoes and all of this stuff, because we try to make it feel like they're coming to our home. The food is home cooked. And we put a lot of love into it. We're going to walk around and be with folks and love on them and make them feel like they're important, because that is what this is all about. So we're happy to be a part of this fellowship, a part of this partnership. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And so we're so happy that we are part of this journey, and praying that we go far together. Thank you.
So I'm going to close this out. I just want to thank all of the partners for being here. Thank you, Mayor, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I'm just really excited that you're going to be serving tonight, Pastor Stacy. That's great. And yes, looking forward to a really wonderful winter for the folks who really need these services. Thank you. Thank you.